Most of those who were offloaded are stuck between a rock and a hard surface, as they do not have anywhere to start from, with zero employment opportunities as investors continue to shun Zimbabwe. Marriages have been affected, with some reporting the breakdown of some marriages as families struggle to make ends meet. Some husbands have admitted they've not yet told their wives of their misfortune and have been struggling to find ways to convey the sad news. Others have taken their own lives, while some have been admitted in hospitals on grounds of mental instability or high blood pressure. Alexander Muza speaks of a sad episode in which one of his neighbors committed suicide after losing his job.
As it said, there is this guy who stayed close to us. Mina, he took red poison. Well, he came to know that he lost his job through the people around he left behind. I said, my friend, he passed away recently.
Naboth Makoche says he thought of killing himself after losing his job, but realized that this was not the solution.
You know, when you wake up one day and you find yourself jobless and with no life survival plan, life becomes so hopeless. And this is when I had thought of committing suicide, because I had no real any other survival plans, but I'm managing to cope up now.
The Secretary General of the National Education Union of Zimbabwe, Matthias Guchutu, says even Zimbabweans who are gainfully employed are struggling to make ends meet with their meager earnings. Worse, he adds, that those workers who have been laid off have been given very little or nothing to even start incoming generating projects.
Because if someone is getting three months notices pay, or whatever the new regime is coming up with, the new labor amendment bill is coming up with, I don't see that person coming up with a company, or even going to the rural area to get into farming. That money won't be enough.
With schools only a week away from opening for the third and final term of the year, many are grappling with the shattering reality that there is no money to pay for fees and nowhere else to turn to and get it. Some have their children at expensive private schools. Morgan Mshipe says he's wondering where he will get the $480 needed each for his twin children, as his company used to pay his fees.
I don't know where I will get the school fees. I will have to transfer the kid to my rural area.
He received a one-month salary of $900, which he says should cover his expenses at home until he finds a new gig, a highly unlikely thing in the current socio-economic climate. Mushipe says, sadly, he cannot enter into fees arrangements with the school his twin children attend, as there is no guarantee that he will be paid outstanding allowances after leaving his place of employment. Even the loan sharks are skeptical of lending such people money, as they can't guarantee the money and interest would be returned. Matthew Mzamindo is a registered loan shark. He says he's only prepared to lend money to those who are gainfully employed.
I only give my money to people guaranteed, only those who have a salary or an income which is regular.
This is the situation in which most Zimbabweans find themselves in, as they cannot plan for the future after losing their jobs. Over 30,000 people lost their jobs as struggling employers took advantage of the country's labor law, which allowed them to stake employees on a three-month salary with no benefits for years served. Ironically, the law has been in existence since 1975, and no effort was made to change it to give equal voice to both employers and employees. Although the law has since been modified, those who have already lost their jobs may not benefit from the changes that have been made. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.